We are in Beth Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Let us just go over the last Gemara we learned last night. Abashi Omar Kigain Shetziref Yodai Lamata Mishloisha Vikibloi. We had a problem. How was he kind? How did he become a ganef? We took it out to a Rosh Hasharabim. It's a Shabbos. It's a Gneva like it. Took it out of Rosh Hashayochid, Isser Gnevi, Isser Shabbos Leke. So one Teretz was, it's speaking about Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim, according to Rabbi Lezer. Chavashi Yom HaKigayin Shetzirev Yodai Lamato Mishloyshe, V'kibloi Kedarove, Domarove Yodai Shalodom Chshuvuloi Karbo Al Arbo. So let us see Rashi. Chavashi Yom HaMegare V'yaitzi Dekoma Poto, Loilom B'Shusharabim. We have a problem. Is a gneiva leke. There's no gneiva. There's no meshicha l'shusarab. There's no kinyim. Kegoin shetziref yode yashni l'poches mishloisha samach l'karka. He made his hand, the second hand, samach l'karka. U'biyode achas girero v'noflo l'seichavato v'yode kanyale. And he was kind of. Kidarove domarove yode shalodam chshuve leinyen hanocha shabbos kemokem arbo alabo. Rove had said that yode shalodam is choshev like arbo alabo. Kheheche de leinyen shabbos choshev mokem, just like by shabbos it's called a mokem, leinyen mikne nami choshev mokem le mikne ke ilu higbio le maila mishlosh. So it's equivalent, keilu he was magbiya lemaila mishloish, even though he wasn't magbiya lemaila mishloish. But since it's chshuve karbo alabo, it's keilu igbiya lemaila mishloish. Umiyo bishus hayochid loyagbo, but he did not pick it up in the rishus hayochid, because then we have a problem, the tiknalei mekami delay sechiyiv shabbos alay. Because then he would be koine, he'd become a ganev before the Chiyuv Shabbos was chal. So he didn't pick it up b'rishus hayochid. B'yosa l'shus harabim b'kniyosa boim ke'echo. So when it comes into the rishus harabim and his hand is lamata migimul, so then the kinyan and the Chiyuv Misa come together. Lochi mishanik shetzirek l'tevi hagbo b'rishus hayochid k'toni migare v'yoytze. That means if this hand will be Gimel Tvachim, so then in order to lift it up into the hand, they'll have to make out Gibor and the Rishus Hayochid. So then the Chiyuv Gneva will come before the Chiyuv Shabbos. That's what Igmar says, that it's the same level or Al Kaponim less than Gimel Tvachim, Lamaila Minakarke, so he does not make a Hagbor B'Rishus Hayochid in order to be machnes into the hand, which is Bershus Harab. Now let us see Taisvitz, and then we'll try to elaborate a little what Rashi is saying. Ravashi Yoma Akigoyin Shetzirev Yodei Lamata Megimu Vekiblo Uchidarova. Perish Bekuntres. The Koi Ravashi is going, Amai Deporich Lael. We had asked Akasha before Issa Gneiva Leke. If he took it out into Rosh Hasharabim, there's no Issa Gneiva. Vash the Mishani, di kenami Issa Gneiva. There is an Issa Gneiva, kid a Rove. Because Rove had said that Yodei Shalodom is Chshuve kedalad al dalad. Because Shalari. Chode, Kasha number one. The Main Chshivis Mokim Dalad, the Leinyan Shabbos Lekinyan. We had a kasha, how is he koine? And the Gemara tells us, Eirechayim, we have a chayshe mishpadike problem over here. And he tells us, and Eirechayim, ma'in yechshiva smokim dalet delinyin shabbos lekinyin. Just let's go a little further. Va'oi dein tzor shum ra'i lohovi de konyola yodi de pshita de venosim biyodi omar achmona ke de frishis. And Kasha number two, Taisa says, I don't know what the problem is. He says, you're solving the problem with the Psepsalumdis. I don't know what the problem is, because Yadi Shalodom is kind. So let's go back. So the second kasha of Tosfos, Rashi, not bother Rashi, because Rashi held v'nosam b'yoda, he's speaking about get, and there's not a kinyan, there's a maisa gerish, and you're kind of bal kocha. So memele, in Rashi shita is that in order to be kind of b'hagbo, there's no kinyan yet. There's only one kinyan of hagbo, and that has to be Gimel Tvachim. So therefore here, Rav Ashi had a problem. He didn't pick it up Gimel Tvachim. So that's why he had to bring the Memra of Rovim, that Yodei Shaloda B'chshuva Loi Kedalet Dal Dalet. And let us just be Magdim, the Magini Shleime, and the Ktzais say that Rashi means Migu. That Migu, that it helps Lechiyuv, Gabi Shabbos, so it should help Legabi Kinyan also. And it could be Taisus was nochis to all of this, and but Taisus didn't understand how this Migul works. You have the different problems over here. So how, that's the first kasha of Taisus. The Ma'in Yechshivis Mokim Lekinyan. How can the Yechshivis Mokim the Yishabis, how can it help Lekinyan? Now, perhaps we could say, I don't know if I'm saying something or, but al kaponim, I'll try to make, to explain perhaps the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that, by Meleches Eitzah, you need an Akira from a Mokim Dalet, you need a Hanocha an a Mokim Dalet. Now, there are different Mahalchim and Rishonim. Why is this necessary? Why do you need an Akira mi Mokim Dalet? Why did he have no chala mokim dalet? Tosfos and Masech the Shabbos, Tav dalet damad alef, the ri, we have here the ri, so luchayre the ri goes with shitose for sure. The ri says that the makir that you need dalet al dalet is from a posik. The posik says, al yeitse ish mim kaimoy, which really is talking about going chutzletum. Chazal darshin al yoitzi ish mim koimai, which is speaking about haitzo. and, but pshat the posik is, al yoitzi ish hachefetz mim koimai. That means that the chefetz is lying on a mokim, and you're not permitted to be oiker the chefetz from the mokim it is lying on. So al koponim, we have a posik, that the posik tells us that haitzo, that when you're oiker a chefetz, the chefetz has to be lying on a mokim, and you should not be moitzi the chefetz from the mokim. Vein mokim, Choshuv pochus midalet. In order to have a mokim, so he says, the Torah is telling us, hilchis haitzo, you have to make an akire from a mokim. Mr. Mahua, then you have to make a nocha an a mokim. So memele, that's such a din. You need a chshivis mokim. So the Gemara had a problem. How can you make an akire from a yad? How can you make a nocha an a yad? The Gemara and Daf Hei says, Yodai Shalodom Chshuva Kedalet Dal Dalet. It also says, Achshivis Mokim. So, it could be, now let us go back to Rashi Shita. The Rashba says, by us, that Rashi held, you have to make, Hagbo has to be three Tvachim. Why does Hagbo have to be three Tvachim? What's the magic number of three Tvachim? So the Rashba says, because if it's less than three tvachim, arei hu ki ilu loy higbiya min hakarke, kiven shu toich gimel. That means he didn't make hakbo. That means we have a klal of lovut. Lovut, toich gimel is like it's munach al hakarke. So you picked up something to tvachim, felt in chevtze of hakbo. He didn't lift it up, finished. So that's the problem. And that's why Rashi holds, you have to make Hagbo three Tvachim. Now, all of a sudden here, we came in, but Ravis says, Yodoi is Achshivis of Mokim. Fine. So Tosfos says about my, the problem is he didn't lift it up from the karka, and the Teretz says the yod is achshivus of a mokim, but it's teich gimel to the karka. So Tosfos did not understand how Shabbos can help chayish mishpat. That pshat in Tosfos kasha. The ma'in yachshivus mokim dalid delinya Shabbos lekinyan. The problem is he didn't make an akir, he didn't make a ma'isak bo. So his achshivus mokim. How does that help? And al kaponim, I mean, we see that Rashi says the lom. This Rashi says, since yechlin yeshabas chashem mokim yimiknem chashem mokim yikilik bi'ilamayla mishloisha. Rashi elevated it. Rashi said it's kilo, he lifted it up to be tvachim. How does this work? Could be this is pshat and Tosfos kasha and Rashi. Rashi in Masechet Shabbos says a different reason why you have to make an akira from a mokim dalit, why you have to make a nocha an a mokim dalit. Rashi says in Masechet Shabbos as follows. You need malgabi mokim dalit, tahavi choshuv, Lehevi hanochosoi hanoche, vakirosoi akire, viyodoi lav mokim dal. That was the Gemara's kasha. Now, Rashi seems to say that if it's not on a mokim dalid, it's not called hanoche, and it's not called akire. Now, Rashi doesn't go with kseris akosuvin. Rashi is saying it's a svore. And it's not called Akira, it's not called Anoche. So that's me, yeah, so it's not called Anoche, it's not called Akira. That's me, Rashi means to say as follows. Rashi means to say that in order for something to be considered Munach, it has to be put on a place that it will remain there. Now, if it's less than Dalet, Al Dalet for him, it won't remain there. It's not going to remain there. Who's going to keep it there? If you put it on a mokim, it will remain there. That's called, it's put down. Memele, if it never was put down, it's never called you a oikir. So, l'chayre from Rashi, it would seem that the gather of dalid al dalid is to make it a maisa hanoche. You need a mokim that it's oimit to remain there. Then it's called, it's lying there. If it's less than dalit, so it's not called, it's lying there. Yeah. So memele, and so therefore the Gemara in Shabbos, davdalit es takashe, the Gemara es, so yodi shalodim is not dalit. And what's pshat in the Gemara's kashe? Because things are not omit to remain in the hand also. A hand is not a storage place. People don't keep, they can pick up things in hands, but it's, if lav anochosay anoche, this is the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi says in Shabbos, so yodoy is, what does Rashi say? It's the lashon of Rashi, just 1 second. Okay, that's Lashon of Rashi in Shabbos. So Mamela, since it's not oimit to remain there, it's not called put down, it's not called an akira. Now, the Gemara says, on Daf Hei, Yodai Shal Odom is Kedalad Al Dalad. Now, according to Rashi, so that's what the Gemara is saying, Amari de Kechidish. That means, if the problem is that a yad is not a mokim, that the chayfetz is oimet to remain there. So that's a metzias. So, Vafal Pikein, Rove said, Yodai shel odom chshuve kedalad al dalet. So, al kochoch, the chiddush of Rove is, we cheshben keilu, it is oimet to stay there. I mean, that's the problem. That's why less than dal is no good. So if you say yodich shuve ki dal, so halachically in Hilchos Shabbos, we reckon keilu it will remain here. It will remain here. Okay. So could be Rashi held as follows, that this whole lomdus of lovod, if it's toich gimel, we say it's keilu lohig biyoy min ha'oretz. it's still on Haaretz, that is Davke, if it's in a Matziv, that it won't remain someplace else. So then we say it didn't do anything, it's still on the ground. But if Yodai Shel Adam Chshuva Kidalad Al Dalad, what means that we consider it's going, that this is a Mokim that is going to remain here, so that Gufa makes it an Akira from the Karke. So that's equivalent to Lamaila Migimel. All Teich Gimel Shadis, nothing happened there. It's still Al Ha'oretz. So it could be, it's still Al Ha'oretz, you can only say, if there's no factor telling me that it's going to remain here and not Al Ha'oretz. But if in Hilchis Shabbos, it's called the Hanoche, so it's considered that it's going to remain in this Mokim, so that goof, it means that it's not Al Ha'oretz, so that gives it a Chshivas of Hagbo. Maybe this is Pshat and Rashi. Maybe that's why Rashi held you could say Migul, and maybe that's why Tosfos held you can't say Migul. Okay, let us go further. V'oit, kasha number 3. The Mailoi Mukilo Filug Shetzirif Yodoi L'Mailo Migimel K'goin Shaskoifa Gavoya Gimel Elek Agvo Bershus Hayochit. The Rashi explained the reason we had to say that Yodeh was Lamato, because if Yodeh is Lamaila, you have to lift it up from the Rishus HaYochid in order to put into the Yad. So the Kinyan Gneve came before the Chilul Shabbos. So let's say it's speaking about Askoifa Gavoya Gimel. The Lekag Bo Birshus HaYochid, why did Moab have to say Psagansa Maisa with Amigo and those? Now, in the Shittim Kibetzos wants to say Pshat in this vote as follows. That means that, let's say that the Askoife is Gimel Tfochim. Fine. So, in his hand is also Gimel Tfochim. Now, he comes and schleps from the Yaskoife onto his hand. Now, Legabi Kinyin, he's a Chakainitz, Gimel Tvochem in Haaretz. Legabi Shabbos, without Rove, I would say, he's not Mechalo Shabbos, because it's Gimel Tvochem in Haaretz, it's not on Dalet Al Dalet. So the Kinyin can't be Gepater till he lowers his hand. That means he's not Chayim Misa till he lowers his hand. That's without Rove. With Rove, the reason he's potter on the Kinyan is because of Rove. So Rove is telling us why he's Chayiv on Shabbos and why, even though the Kinyan was Gimel Tvochim, he's potter on the Kinyan because he's Chayiv on Shabbos. So that means, why do you have to say all these things with Migu? Say it's Lamaila Migimel. And because he's a Mechalo Shabbos, so that's why he's not Mechuyiv on the Kinyan. So Mamela Tosfos did not like this pshat. So Tosfos only, but it's bitter, the Tosfos did not have an eitzah to say, divim pshat in the Gemara. V'nire, so Tosfos is going to bring down 2 girsois, which are different than what we have in our Gemara. V'nire ke girsos ha-sefer shemotzo ri ben Rabbeinu Meir b'sifrei Ashkenaz. The Goras. Inami kederove. That we're adding 2 words, inami. Avashim kenshetzir if yodei lemata mishloi shevikibloi, inami kederove. V'kula milsa shabeskoi. There's no problem whatsoever. How is he koine? The way Rashi said, there's no problem. Koine is koine. It says v'nosam b'yodo. If you put something in a yad, you're koine. Afilu, it's not mugba 3 tvoch. There's no problem whatsoever. No, the problem was a different problem. Why is he a Machalo Shabbos? So the first teretz was Kshetziref Yodai Lamata Migimel. That was the first teretz. The Aval Gabdoloi Chshive Linyin Shabbos Hanochel Gabi Mokim Dalid. Even though it's not Yenira Mokim Dalid, Ike Hochechi of Shabbos, Kshetziref Yodai Lamata Migimel, Lamata Migimel Abina Mokim Dalid, the Chalovidami. It's Lamata Migimel, so we consider it's Al Ha'oretz. So the Ha'oretz is Dalet Al Dalet. He says, Teich Gimel, it's not considered a Bazundere Rishus. Teich Gimel, it becomes bottle to the karke. So we consider ke'ilu the chayvitz is ala karke. And betzim the Gemor and Shabbos has closed such a svara. If you don't know the svara of Yodish Lodom Kedal Bal Bal. So that means it becomes a skilu munach aloretz. Uchimenachas ahara domi. Inami, now the Gemor says a second teretz. Afilutzir if yodei lemaila mi Gimel. Could be his hand is lemaila mi Gimel. Why is he chayiv on Shabbos? Uchidarove. The yodei chshuve kedal dal dalet. So memele, the Gemara, the problem the Gemara had now is not a problem of kinyan. The tzirif yodoi, he put in his hand, so there's no problem of kinyan. Yad is koine, you don't need the gimel tvochim. But the gemara had another problem, but if it's yodoi, so there's no chilul Shabbos, because you have to make a hanocha mokim dalet. So the gemara says, either tzirif yodoi lemata mi gimel, so it's called munach aloretz, inami kiderovis, so if it's lemaila mi gimel, there's no lovud, but it's called munach mokim dalet. That's one mahalach. The Rabbeinu Tam Loigoras the Omar Rove Yode Shalodo. Rabbeinu Tam was moichik this whole thing. Kidarove. And then he was moichik the next line. The Kiblo Kidarove. What does that mean? Evesuloi, Vosalishnuye, he wants to tell us, we heard before Akashim, why does it say Megara? So more to say, there's a Chiddush Megara. So now, the Rabbeinu Tam says, Rav Ashi wants to tell us another Chiddush of Megara. V'osa lishnuye de Megara v'yoytzit strichelei. Lashmeinon da agad yad loishme agad. But even though his hand is attached to his goof, and the goof is in the Rishus HaYochid, af alpikein, the chayfetz that is in his hand, which is in Rishus HaRabim, is kilu munach b'shus HaRabim, even though his hand is munach b'shus HaYochid. V'ho ma'isi k'derove. The Omar ba'matzniya, Rove said in Amatzniyu, the agad yad loishmei agad. Amar yudik echidish. That means a person is standing b'shus HaYochid. His goof is b'shus HaYochid. He sticks out his hand in Rishus HaRabim. And Rove says, you put something in his hand, it's considered you put it in the Rishus HaRabim. Even though L'chayre, his hand is Nigrar Bosa Gufoi, and the Guf is in Rishus HaYochid, so Rove said, Agad Yad, Loishmei Agad, that what the hand is attached to the Guf, doesn't make Ke'ilu, the hand is Rishus HaYochid, like the Guf is Rishus HaYochid, but the hand gets a din of Rishus HaRabim. Now, but Omarthi Agadyad Loishme Agad. Umairi Kshuhu Nishar Bifnim. We're speaking about the Ganev was in the Rishus HaYochid. And the Ganev is being Megarer the Chayfetz. And he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid. He doesn't want to go out into Rishus HaRabim with Akiz Chas V'Shalom. So he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Then he sticks out his hand to the Rishus HaRabim. And the hand, his right hand, and his left hand, he pushes the kiss into the hand. Now, Kenyan is no problem. He's going, the other is going. But the Shaila is, but it's not Rishus HaRabim, because his hand is attached to his goof, and the goof is in Rishus HaYochid. So Rove says, no, Ki Rove says, you say, Agad Yad, Loishmei Agad. That what the hand is attached to the goof, doesn't make ilu the hand is also Rishus HaYochid. Agad Yad, Loishmei Agad. But Rove says in Masechta Shabbos, V'davka tzirif lemata mi gimel. If the hand is lemata mi gimel, so it's teich gimel to the karke, so then it becomes bottle to the karke, then it gets a din Rishus HaRabim. But if it be lemaila mi gimel, it wouldn't become bottle to the karke, then we say it as a din of the goof. The lemaila mishloisha shmei agad, the bosa gufa grire. That was the Rabbeinu Tam. So the only way the Rishonim were able to understand our Gemara is with whiteout, with you erase a whole line, or you add an inami. It's, but the way, I mean, Agirs is spelling out Rashi. Ulepeirish kame. Now, Tosfos says, the first pshat is kosher. is not so poshut. Because what's the first pshat? The first pshat was that we had a problem. How is he a machal Shabbos? There's no the kinyan is no problem. It's biyodai, but how is he a machal Shabbos if it's biyodai? So the first teretz is it's teich gimel inami it's lemaile me gimel and rove leperish kame kosher the shniyah kame less laid the rove. He says the first teretz did not hold rove schidish yodai shalodem chshuvik dal dal dal. The whole sugya in Masech the Shabbos holds like Rove. Rove is not a mechudish de kedin. So it's very schwer to say that our Gemara is two lashonos. Do we hold like Rove? Don't we hold like Rove? Okay, that's this Tosfos. Now let us go further. Rav Ache Masni Hoche. The Gemara, so Rav Ache said the way Rav Ashi said, that speaking about it's Yodai, Girero Teich Yodai. Ravine Masni, Ravine didn't have a problem. La Oilom Da Afke Lirshu Sarab. You had a big problem. A person was Megarer Akis from a Rishu Sayoche to a Rishu Sarab. And you ask the question, Isa Shabbos Ike, Isa Gneva Leke, because Meshiche is not kind of Bishus Arabim. No, I got news for you. Bishus Arabim namikone. Meshiche is kind of Bishus Arabim. So your whole problem is non-existent. You had a problem, how is he kind of, where is Isa Gneva, that Apik Laheche, he took it to the Bishus Arabim. Meshiche is kind of Bishus Arabim. So we have over here a machloikis Rav Ache and Ravine. Rav Ache had to say, like Rav Ashi, he held Mashiach is not koine b'shus Arab. So he has to speak about Tziref Yodai. And Ravine says that Mashiach is koine b'shus Arab. Now, v'talvayu, these both ameroim, if Mashiach is koine b'shus Arab, is not koine b'shus Arab, b'diyuke doho mas nisen kamiflugi. The machlokes is how to be medayik a mishnah in mesechtes babekamet. This not. We learned the mishnah says as follows: Hoya moishchei v'yoytze. It's speaking about a ganef stole a shoyr. Hoya moishchei. He's pulling the shoyr v'yoytze. Umeis and the shoyr died. Bershus bailim. And he died b'shus b'ilim. He's schlepping out the shoyr. And the shoyr died b'shus b'ilim. Potter. So the ganef is potter. He never became a ganef. In order to become a ganef, you have to make a kinyan. He never made a kinyan. Meshiche b'shus b'ilim is nothing. So he never made a kinyan. So he's potter. Higbiyoy. What if he lifted up the shoyr? Oy shahay tzioy mirshus ba'ilim umeis, and he already took it out, not higbiyoy, but he was goyrer it out of the rishus ba'ilim umeis, and then the shayr died chayv. So we have here a reish of a mishnah and a seif of a mishnah. The reish says when he's potter meis mirshus ba'ilim. The seif says he's chayv higbiyoy shahay tzioy mirshus ba'ilim. Ravine daik mi reishe, Ravache daik mi seife. Ravine daik mi reishe. Hoya moishchei v'yoytzei umeis birshus bailem potter. If it died birshus bailem, is potter. Taimo de meis, let's learn the reishe and finish. Taimo de meis birshus bailem. If it died birshus bailem, ye potter. If he took it out of the Rishus Bailim, doesn't matter where he took it out into, but he took it out of Rishus Bailim, umeis chayev. So it says in the Mishnah that the only case your potter is meis b'rishus bailim. You took it out of the Rishus Bailim, and it seems that's all what the Tana is worried about. You have to take it out of the Rishus Bailim. Where did you take it out to? It doesn't say where you took it out to. It says where you took it out from. As long as you took it out of the Rishus Bailim, so you're chayyah. Now that's called a kinyan already. That's called a kinyan, and you are chayyah. So you see that you take out the Shusarab, you also chayav. Rav Acher Dayik Misefe, Higbiyoi Oisha Hoitzioi. The Sefer says, Higbiyoi Oisha Hoitzioi Mishus Bailam Umeis Chayav. Now, so the Higbiyoi Hoitzioi, he made a hekish. Hoitzo Dumye Dagbo. That here he says, Hoitzi Mishus Bailam Chayav, but it says after Higbiyoi. So Hoitzo Dumye Dagbo. Ma Hagbo Do Osi Lirshusei. Just like Hagbo is Osi Lirshusei. Afaitzo nami the osi lirshusei. So it's also the osi lirshusei. So it's him ishus bailam. You can't learn with a blank. He took it out of the rishus bailam. He took it out of the rishus bailam like hagbo is taken out of the rishus bailam. Now hagbo is brought into the rishus of the magbia. So the hitzos is also it took it into the rishus of the moitzi. Now, I'd just like to say, for 1 minute, a ha'ore, and we'll just stop with this ha'ore. We are speaking about a shoyl. Rashi says we're not speaking about a mouse. We're speaking about a shoyl. Now, when he took out the shoyl, the Gemara says, "Hoitzo dumye de hagbo, ma hagbo de osi l'shusei." Af heitzo the osi l'shusei. Now, when a person picks up a shoyer, so the shoyer is overlapping his two hentelach. I mean, the shoyer is a shoyer. It's not a shoyer. And the Gemara says it's osi l'shusei. It's called osi l'shusei. Now, there's a machloikis, a moiridika machloikis, the sma. And the Nesivis. The Sma says, Hagbo helps Ki'ilo Osa L'Shusei. That's what the Sma said. That's the Lomdus of Hagbo, Ki'ilo Osa L'Shusei. The Ktsois in Kuvtsa, the Nesivis in Kuvtsa the Ches Sivkot and Gimel. Nesivis, I don't understand what you're talking about. If it's in his hand, so that's Kinyin Yad. So it's a Ki'ilo Osa L'Shusei. It's in his hand. Don't need any hagbo, filu, it's less than a tefach. And if it's sticking out of the hand, so it's not osil shusei. So then there's kinyan hagbo, it's not the, what are you saying osil shusei? If it's in the hand completely, so it's chotzer, it's yad. So you don't need hagbo. And if it's sticking out, so the chelik that's sticking out is not osil shusei. So it's a maisa hagbo. The Nesivis, the Imreibine, both assume that the lomdus of Kinyan Hagbo is not a Kinyan of Osi L'Shusei. L'Chayre, we have a Gemara in Mesechtes Ksubis that says like the Sma, and there's a Yad Rama also that says this, that the Kinyan of Hagbo, Yitzicha sticking out of his hand, we're not speaking about Igmel L'Chabosh, and he's carrying a Shoyer, the Shoyer is Yitzicha sticking out of his hand, but in his kind of the shoyer, because it's called osi l'shusei. Maybe the gather of osi l'shusei means osi l'shlitosei. L'shusei means he can balabat, it's a hotas in the hand. Aba al koponim, that's called, you kind of peel also with hagbo, Taisvi says in Kedushin, you hold some food and it jumps. Aba chobis in the hand. I'm not lifting up the peel, but, chobis in the hand. I'm controlling it. Could be that's the lomdus of osi l'shusei. But it's comes under my control, under my shlita. Al koponim, we see from our Gemara a yesod that the gedder of kinyan hagbo is a gedder of osi l'shusei, afilu it's chutz liyode. That's, I just would want to say this ha'ore. Now, and we hear, then Rav Acher made a hekish. And it says, Hoitzi dumi dagbo. So just like Hagbo is also l'shuse, so Hoitzi is also l'shuse. Fine. So we have over here, that's Rav Acher. Rav Acher daik mi seif, Igbi ish itzi, Hoitzi dumi dagbo, Magbo dos l'shuse, Hoitzi nami dos l'shuse. Frag de gemore le Rav Acher koshe reishe, La Ravine Kosher Sefer. I mean, each one is bringing a raya, but there's a fakelta raya. Um der Reiche weist euch, only Potter, if it's Meis Bershusoi. If it's not Meis Bershusoi, not. So the Gemara says like this. Reiche le Ravache loi kashe. Kame de loi osi le Rishusoi, Rishus Bailem kerinebe. You took it out, the Rishus Rabbim is also called Rishusoi. Seife le Ravina loi kashe, it's so the Midagbo loi Amrinam. Now, I would like to mention one more ha'ora on this Gemara. The Gemara says, Reishe l'rav ache loy kashe. He says, what does it say in the Reishe? The Reishe says, Meis bershus bailim, your potter. So, Ravina said, but if it wasn't Meis bershus bailim, yechayim. So that means, he took it out to Rishus Arab, yechayim. It wasn't Meis bershus bailim. So what did Rav Ache say? So Rav Ache said, Kol kamo deloy osi lirshus say rishus bailam kri. That's called meis birshus bailam. It died in the rishus harabim, but that's called meis birshus bailam. That's called meis birshus bailam. Now I'd like to say over a shtikel haorim. We have a klal in Baba Kame in Merube that. Gozal v'loy nishyayshu habaylim shneim einim yecholim lahakdishay. If someone stole something from someone else, so the nigzal cannot be magdishit. Why? Ma beisay b'rshusay, ishki yagdish es beisay, ma beisay b'rshusay, avkol b'rshusay, adover ha-gozal is not called b'rshusay. Why is adover ha-gozal not called b'rshusay? Why isn't it called b'rshusay? So there's a machlokes the Ramban in Balamoyer in Bobekame in the fifth perek Tachsamir. Abochonon and Merube brings down this machlokes. The Ramban says it's not called Birshusoi because a gazlan has kinyon exela. He has certain schusim, certain bailas in it. A gazlan has kinyonim. In the kinyon exela, what a gazlan has makes it ain't a Birshusoi. The Baal HaMoyer seems to learn, it's called Eine Bishusay, because it's Eine Bishlitosay. He can't balabata over it, not because he has kinyonim. It's not Bishlitosay. Lemay nafkemine between the Baal HaMoyer and the Ramban. So there's a nafkemine. What if the Gazlan calls up the Bailam? He says, you know, we're 2 days before Yom Kippur. I got to hear a tshuva. Let me tell you, I'm going to return to you the chayfetz. B'moichel me, I'll return it to you. After Yom Tov, I'll return it to you. The nigzol here is Baruch Hashem. He's magdashit. Good. He thought he'd never get it. He's going to give it back. He's magdashit. Is the hegdish chal. There's a machlokes in between the Ramban and Baal HaMoyer. The Baal HaMoyer says, it's Eine Bishlitose, that's what's called Eine Bishuse. He became a Baal Tshuva, he's gonna give it back. It's Bishlitose already. He did Tshuva, he's gonna give it back. So he could be Magdashit. Ramban says, Chas v'Sholom, he's still a Gazlan. He is Kinyan Exela. He didn't become his Gazlan. So it's called Eine Bishuse. We have here a Machloikis. I zeichend zu, I didn't find it in, it's a long tshuva, but I zeichend zu a tshuva snai de biyude, madurat nyone, simen tzadik zayin, Ebenezer. What's with an aveide? If someone loses an aveide, is that called, can he be magdashit? He doesn't know where it is, doesn't have the faintest idea where it is. But can he be magdashit? He wants to be magdashit. Is it called b'shusa, yes or not? That really says it's called Bishusai. Aveid is called Bishusai. This sounds very good. Chveis, like the Ramban. This sounds good like the Ramban. The Deini Yantav also has to seem to say something like this. That the Eini Bishusai is not because he can't be Shailit over, he can't be Mishtam. Eini Bishusai is not because this Kinyan Exela. Al Kaponim is Azai. According to the Ramban, I understand our Gemara very, very well. According to the Baal HaMoyer, I don't understand the Gemara. Now let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara says as follows. Reishe l'rav ache loy kashe. Now, Ravina brought a raya from the Reishe. if meis birshus bailim yopoter. So Rabina said, well, what'll be if it wasn't meis birshus bailim? In other words, he took it out of the rishus bailim. So then, he'll be chayiv. So you see, the minute you take it out of the rishus bailim, you're chayiv. Ravacha said, Leikashe, kamedaloi osi lirishusay, rishus bailim kirinibay. It's in the rishus arabim. That's also called rishus bailim. It's called rishus bailim. Since it didn't come to the rishus of the gazlon, it's called rishus bailim. Now, if you learn any rishusay means, now let's be megashim the inyan. I went and stole a chayfetz from Reuven. I'm on the highway now. I'm in the Rishus Arabim, 20 miles away from the Nignav. The Nignav hasn't the faintest idea where his chayfetz is, number one. And number two, if he ever plans to take it away from me, he'll have to start fighting with a six-footer. I have no intentions of giving it back. And Rav Ache says, Kozman, the ganev wasn't machnas it, l'rishusai, it's still considered birshus bailim. It's called meis birshus bailim. The shayr is birshus bailim. So according to the Ramban, Agamar is meiridik. Because if he didn't make a kinyan, it's still birshus bailim. The kinyan makes it ois birshusai. So Kozman, he didn't make a kinyan, it's called birshus bailim. It's called just a kanaved, it's called birshus bailim. So he gazzled it, even though he's holding the shoyer, and the nignav doesn't know anything about it. That's called birshus bailim. According to the Baal HaMoir, I don't understand so well our Gemara. Loi rebosi. Fine, let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Rav Acha Masnei Hochi, Kedamor. The Meshicha Bishus HaRabim Loi Koni. Umuki lok shetzirif yode vikiblo lesoich oye moish rebegoyne beime bishus bailam koi beperik merube umeis hashoyr. So speaking about hashoyr, bishus habailam potar gane milashalim klub lekoni lishay bonsen higbiyo efilu bishus habailam hay hay tziye kol heiche davke vafilu lirishus harab. Now let us see Tosfos. Ubershus harabim namikone. That's what it says. That's what Ravina holds. Vahod oma v'moiches ha-svine, da-baye v'rovet omri ta-baye, de-meshicha lo-ikoni bishus ha-rabim, so Tosfos omer, de-ke problem. A-baye v'rovet says in Boba Basra, de-meshicha is not koine bishus ha-rabim, and here Ravina says, de-meshicha is koine bishus ha-rabim. So Tosfos says, a beautiful teret, de-loi poligad Ravina, the hod the comma the koni hainilun yischai bonson. We're talking about a ganev over here. So the chiyav onsin of a ganev is totally in the hitzor mershus bailim. He doesn't have to make up a geherige kinyan. If you want to get a bailis, a geherige bailis, some emailer, then you have to be moishechid lesimte, lochotz shenim ishtameres. But al kaponim, then you have to make a geherige kinyan. But stamazoi for a kinyan lehischaye bonsim, I feel a mashir mishus harab melps. Avoi nekoyne shiye shaloi legamri. That is shitas ha-taisus. The ritzvo nireloi, the ritzvo holds no, it's a good kasha. The polig, it's a machloikis taka. There's no such thing, mashiche for kichye bonsim, a mashiche for kinyan. It's one thing. Either it's koine bishus harabim, or it's not koine bishus harabim. Abai v'rova say it's not koine, say hold it's not koine. The chilka ravine. Ravine holds it is koine, she holds the mashiach is koine. Ritz v'nir alei de polik, da v'meru begabi nosno lebcheires pnoi dektoni seife, ikanami lemeide kemoi shemedag dekan. Now let's just explain for 1 minute. That means, you have the sefer speaking about meis b'shus bailim, hoitziyay b'shus bailim, higvi hoitziyay b'shus bailim, the same loshen that you have in our Mishnah you have over there, and you can make the same diukim. Now, there it's speaking about, the first loshen of Rashi learns, it's speaking about as follows, that a person gave a koyin, a behema lebchayres benoi. Wanted to give him something for pidyon aben, so he gave him for pidyon aben. And the behema died b'shus bailim, shaloi b'shus bailim. The shaila is it podi, is it not podi? It's a matter of where it died. That's the loshna mishnah shver Rashi's meira. But about kaponim, you have a mishnah that's speaking about nosne lebchayres benoi. A person gave a koyin a behema lebchayres benoi. Now it died. Now was it mikayim pidyon ben? Wasn't it mikayim pidyon ben? After it died, it's not worth five sloim anymore. So the mishnah says meis bishus bailem is poter eitzioy meis. Chutzlish is Bailam, whatever it is. So, you have the same halachas. So you have the same diukim. Now, there it says, Hitziyim ishus, meis bishus Bailam. So, it's one din. But vices, if it's not bishus Bailam, so then there's another din. Now, that was Ravina's diuk. So, you see, klo legabi kinyin, that a koyin is koyne, a bechor legabi pidyon aben, he's koyne with meshicha lishus haram. That's what Taisa says. Rashi is a second loshen speaking about a ganav with a ganza meisa. Hamulcha chosam b'gemorish ein leganav l'schayv al b'meshicha ruya lekinyin. Now this means the gemorim daf sabachayim merube. The gemor says in merube as follows: Im himotzei timotzei biyodoi hagneve ein li ele yodoi gagin chatzeri v'kafifu minayim tamalei himotzei timotzei b'chol mokim. So the Gemara darshins that a ganef needs a chotzer. So according to Taisves, you don't need a chotzer. You have to be mighty in Moshe's Bailim. You don't need a chotzer. So why is the chois faked? You need a geherige kinyan. A ganef is no different than anyone else. So that's why the Ritzvah is Chaylik Antoisus, he says, so whatever is good by a Ganev is, whatever is good by Kinyan is good for a Ganev. Let us learn the Gemara, let's start the Gemara further, a new sugya. Zot the Gemara Baita. We had in our Mishnah, Habo al Achaysoi, Val Achays Ove, Val Achays Imai. So it says, there's a Chiyav Knas. There's a few problems with these people. There's a chiyuv kores. We don't paskin like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. We don't say kimle b'darabne by kores. There's another problem. It's a lav bas havaya. So we learn now psukim that you don't need a bas havaya. It's even though b'lo yisi elish, you don't need a bas havaya. Fine. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. Oremino, so the Gemara says, I have a new problem. There's a Mishnah in Malkis, it says, Elohein Haloikin. Habo alachoyse, valachaysovi, valachaysima, valachaysishte, valachaysoche, valachaysachi, ovi, valhanide. It says, you get Malkis, habo alachoyse. Vekaimelon, dein loike umishalem. You don't get Malkis and pay. So we have a big problem. Our Mishnah says, you pay. That Mishnah says you get Malkus. There's something wrong someplace. You don't pay and get Malkus. So we'll see that just the sugya should flow. So Taisa says the Gemara's kasha is on our Mishnah. On our Mishnah, so that is the problem. And our Mishnah says you're Mishalim. Why you're Mishalim since you are Loike? Omar Ule Loikashe. So Ule says there's no problem. Kan ba'achoysoi nare, kan ba'achoysoi boigris. So let me just say, oysen benik, what did Ula say? Ula says, that's true, ain't loike umeshalem. You don't get malchus and pay. Both you don't do. You know what you do? You pay, you don't get malchus. That's what happens. That means if you have a person did an aveira that is an einish malchus and a chiyav momin, so it's Mishalim Veine Loike. That's what Ula holds. So Mamela, so now off M for you. Our Mishnah is speaking about Anare. Anare is Knas. So there's money. So if it's Mishalim, it's a Veine Loike. So that's why it's Elo Nare Shesh Bam Knas. You pay Knas. So Mamela, you won't get Malkus. Over there, it says you like it. It's speaking about someone that is not Anare, a Baigris. A Baigris is no Knas. So there's no Knas. So Memele, so that there's no moment. So then you get Malkus. So that's Ula's Teretz. When there's moment in Malkus, Mamein and Mishalim, Milke, Loiloki.
So our Mishnah is speaking about that this knas, that this moment, you don't get malchus, you pay. That Mishnah is speaking about a boigre, so there's no money, there's no knas, so then you get malchus.
Sagt der Geborem, ach, ich sei boigres, name ich ein boisches Abgam. There's no knas bei a boigres, but there's moment over there. A person is ma'anis a boigris, so there's boishes, there's pgam. So the Gemara answers, b'shoite. It's speaking about she's a shoite. So a shoite, we'll see in Rashi, so there's no pgam, there's no boishes. Some of my And the boigris, so it's a boigris, there's no knas, and there's no boishes a pgam because she's a shoite. In fact, the Gemara be'ike tzar, but this tzar, you ma'anis ha'ashayte, you have to pay tzar. So the Gemara says, be'mefute. It's speaking about a mefute, that there's no tzar. That if you're mefata her, he said, the whole tzar you have to pay, and ish that you're ma'anis her, because you're ma'anis her, because it's shaloi midaito. It's midaito, there's no tzar, there's no chiv tashlumei tzar, by a mefute. So the Gemara says, "Hashte the osis lohochi." Oh, now we're speaking about a mafute. Afilu teime achoisay nara. So then, now you don't have to say it's speaking about a boigres. Can be speaking about a nara biyisoyme umefute. It's speaking about she's a yisoyme, so everything goes to her, and she's a mafute, so she was maskim on everything. So there's no payments whatsoever. There's no knas, there's no boishes, there's no pgam, and there's no tzar. So memele, so now we can say this teret. We can say this teret that the Mishnah in Malchus is also speaking about a nara, but they're speaking about a nara yisayme shahisa mafuta. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Zek Rashi. Eilein aloikin im hisruben. Vekamon den loikin mishalm. Denaplon lekamon michdei rishosoy. Vishim risha achas ato mechaibit mechaibim vishim shtei rishis. Mas nisim bar choyisoy nara. Our mission is being bar choyisoy nara. Dike knas. Usvirelei in the armish nod the mamoyne mishalim veloy loki. She don't get malkis. The makis bibaygeres, there's speaking about a baygeres, they ain't look not, so there's no moment, so if there's no moment, memel, there's malchus, elen aloike. So the Gemara says, excuse me, but there's boishes of gam, the gabi knasu de beino nare, avu boishes, momoinu, so it doesn't matter who she is. Upgam, kilo hi shivchanim keres beshuk, how do we make the shuma of pgam? I mean, what's the pgam that she's now a ba'ula? So what is this? How does this lower her monetary value? Is ki'ilu, so the shume is ki'ili hi shivcha nimkeres bishuk. Let's say she'll be a shivcha knanis. Kamo pichso midomeho lasio le'eved sheyesh l'rabbi keres ruach imenu kidele kamo. That means if an Odin has an Eved that he wants to show his Akoros HaToiv to the Eved, so how do you show Akoros HaToiv to the Eved? You'll get him a Shivcha Psula, so Memele, he'll have more Hanoh when he's Bailho. So Memele, an Odin who wants to show Akoros HaToiv to an Eved will spend more money for a Shivcha Psula than a Shivcha Be'ula. So memela, so how much difference there is between psula and bula? That's the shuma of pgam, and you have to pay whenever you manage anisha, you have to pay for pgam. Kidel kamon, ba'be boigris nami, so boigris you pay pgam also. So the Gemara answered b'shoite. It's speaking about a shoite she'ain lo boishes v'domim limka, she's worthless. No one will ever buy a shoite. The domim limke b'shuk nami elo. There's no boishes, and she's worthless to sell b'shuk. No one will buy a shayt. Frek the gemore v'ike tzara, doch itnam b'mas nisen. Amefate noisein boishes upgam, moisef aleva oinish, and noisein es atza. So the more answer is being about b'mefuta. The ein lo tzara, k'mil kama b'pirken. Pikre sheben oimre is mefuta ein lo tzara.
So the Gemara says, oh, if you're speaking about a mefut already, so we can say it's speaking about a boigres. The yisoyme sheknoso uboishoso upgomo shelo, everything belongs to her. The knas, the boishes, the begam. Umefut is kivin shakul shelo, and kan chiyav moment. The ovdo midaito, everything was done midaito. Vachuli ochla gabe, and she was meichel. So, there's no chiyav knas, this is on the beginning of El Nas, but arrived from this Gemara, that there's no chiyav knas by mefute. Because since it's done mirtzayna, some amele, so there's no chiyav knas. Shaita legasinen, the bepikachas, nami ancient chiyav momen bemefute yisayman. So just let's learn one shura further. Almeka sova ule. Now let's sum up what we had just said now. That ula holds kol hechadikim momenu malkis, momenu mishalim. Milke loyloki. That Ula holds that this moment in Malkis you pay and you don't get the Einish Malkis. So Mela our Mishnah is about a Nara, he was Ma'anis, so you pay. So therefore there's no Malkis. And they're speaking about a Yusayim and Mefute, that there's no moment, so Mela there's Malkis. Let us see, Rashi, Kasava Ula, Duki Masnisen, the Makis Bebergeris, Lukmila Masnisen, the Hochabishloi Hisru Boy. Lachiri could have said something else. That Amish is speaking about Le Hisru Boy, so there's no Malkis. Shamet Minei, so we see from that, Afilu Asrebe Nami, Mamayna Mishalim, Bele Loki. That he said, Vakat, as long as you pay Mammon, you don't, there's no Malkis. Let us see Taisus. Vakaim alone, the ain leika mishalom. Nigalari, leiporich amas nisen dahosom. Amai leika, the kasha was not an yene mishnah. Why do you get malkis? The pshita mashkachas la malkis beleiknas. A chayach, I mean, the whole kasha is momen. The why do you get malkis? You pay momen. You can have malkis without momen. You go in beigres. Umefuta I beule. The mefuta is a problem. The rishain is going beigres. I beule. I mean, you could have a case that there's no knas, a boigris or a ba'ula. Elamas nisen koshalei. The Mishnah, so that Mishnah is not shver at all. You have a Mishnah that you get malkis. There's no knas. Elamas nisen koshalei. Am I mishal? But Amish says you pay. Kimin dika malkis. Vafilu b'lei asru bei matzina lemeima des halka daitach demakshu de chayvi malkis. Shoygi gem pturi binat hashlumi. Afilu, you say the Mishnah, let's say the Mishnah is speaking about Loi Asrubei, he held Afilu Loi Asrubei, without Asra, also the Chiyuv Malkis, Pathas from Tashlumin. The Mamayna Mishalim, the Turim Tashlumin, O Mishani Ule, the Masnilsin Afilu Behisrubei, Afilu, there was Asra, the Mamayna Mishalim, Vuloi Loki. That's Ule's Teretz, that with his Mamayn and Malkis, you give Mamayn, and you don't get Malkis. The Rabbi Yoichan and Mishani we didn't have yet. The Mayri Beloi Yisrubai. And so there's no Malkis. Therefore, then there's Mamayn. Bozul Tamei, Disle Bechaybi Malkis, Shoigigin, Chayovim B'Tashlum. The Ein Loike U'Mishalim. So the Gemara asks Akasha, we have a Klal Ein Loike U'Mishalim. There can't be Malkis and Tashlumim. And our Mishnah says there's Tashlumim. So how could that be Ein Loike U'Mishalim? Taima. So Taisus asks Amoyra de Kekasha. The Bepeire Kame de Makis Mashme, the Beknas Loike U'Mishalim. That by Momen it's Ein Loike U'Mishalim. Beknas is Loike U'Mishalim. Both, you get Malkis and you pay. The Koma Aplukta the Rav Meir v'Rabbona. There's a Machlokes, if Edim said Edis, that Yene is Chayiv Mosayim Zuz. So the Rabbona say, you pay Mosayim Zuz. Rav Meir says, you pay Mosayim Zuz, and you get Malkis. There's a Machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachomim. So there, and that Machlokes, the Gemara says as follows. The come up, look to the Ramei Verabona. The Meidim on the Bishploini Shchav Lechavei Mesayim Zuz. So the Gemara says, Rabbonin say you pay Mesayim Zuz. Bishla me Rabbonin ki tamayu. Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivoi. Kedei Rishos. Viyata Mechaivim Mishtum Shei Rishos. So me Meile, you can't get Malkis and pay. So you pay. The Pasuk says, Vasisim Lekashuzom, Melas is Lochit. Elo Rameya, my time. Why does Rameya say it's loike umishal? Gemara says, go, mommy, maitzi shemra. Malam, yeah. You learn stuff from maitzi shemra. Maitzi shemra, you get malchus and you pay. So you also get malchus and you pay. Frag the Gemara, how can you learn stuff from maitzi shemra? Malam, maitzi shemra, sheken knas. So the Gemara says, ksover amei, edim zoimimim nami knas. It's also a knas. Mashme. So that's what the Gemara says. So let's understand the Gemara. Mashme. Dilarabodon, loyafinim maitzi shemra, mishim de sovidim zaim mamaine. Avol knosa yafinin shapim maitzi shemra de loykem mishalim. Vule gufe, ule de dochi kochle shni kamba chaisinare, and there's babaigris, u de masi kosa mochi. So me meile, so toisus esking a moira de kekash. You have a gemore in Mesechtes Makis that explains why is it like in Mishalem Beidem Zoymim according to Rameya? Because Rameya holds Eidem Zoymim is a knas, and knas you learn now from Eitzi Shema that is like and Mishalem. The Rabbanon hold that's Mishalem Beidem like, so it seems they hold that Eidem Zoymim is not a knas. So me meile, So, but by knas, everyone knows you learn after meitzi shemra. So, mamela, so what's the kasha? Our mishnah elu narish yeshlem knas. We're speaking about knas. About knas is a klal loike mishalem. There's a mishnah in malchus elena loiken. There's a mishnah in elu narish yeshlem knas. What's the problem? By knas, it's loike mishalem. Tema meir the kikash. Aber knosse ja fin shap im mit shama do like im shal bul guv de doch ikoch le shni kam ba khoyse nar u de mas ikos mach de lekle meim de mi bayshes a begam shame moment porch de gmoris kash is this morning knas it is moment also da mit de mishan ni kan ba khoyse bay gris mash mit de lav mi bayshes a begam por that wasn't the kash because of the kash was from bayshes a begam so what did you answer that they're speaking about a khoyse bay gris this bayshes a begam dem kelav a mishan ni midi vi yeshloima emphatis skiven de la rabon on de rameyer edem zaymemem lav knosahu. According to the Rabbon and the Ramei, Edim Zoyim is not a knas. Ulekach lo yafinim imaitzi shemra. Elo ein loikinim mishalmin b'chdei rishosei. So we learn now from k'dei rishosei ein loikinim mishalmin. V'hash dislo lemeilev b'chol duchdin me'edim zoyimimim. So now we learn out all over me'edim zoyimimim. V'loim imaitzi shemra. Not from imaitzi shemra. V'chol malkiyis yafinim mimalkis edim zoyimimim. The samach lei lav dechsime, because next to Eidim Zoymimim it says, Aboim Yakenu, then it says, Leisachsem Sher Bedishay. The Aboim Yakenu Beidim Zoymimim exif. Lefishim Efurish Ben Malke, Shalfinin Kulei Lavi, the Lebedoimil lav dechsime, the samach lei. Vechiheichet Eidim Zoymimim, Leiken the Mishalmin Becholinyin, Bein b'momin, bein b'knas. The mikra molei diber ha-kosov g'dei rishosoi shemrisha achas atam ha-chayvoi afilu nischayiv knas k'im b'sho she'idu tovcho yemochi sher shal g'neive heima yacherem b'shvilom ochinami b'chol malkiyes. Now, let me just explain a little what Taisvis just said now. Taisvis just said a mouthful. In Chumash it says, in Chumash, in Seif Parshas Kiseitze, we have a Parsha of Eidim Zaymimim. Now by Eidim Zaymim it says, Vohoyim bina kais ha-roshe, vipilu ha-shefet, vikol lefon of kedei rishosoi, b'mispo, aboim yakenu, lo yosef, then it says, leisachsam sher bedishem. Now, this pasuk, according to the Chachamim, we're talking now according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, all the time by Eidim Zoymimim, the locha is Mamayne Mishalim Milke Loi Loki. That's what Sisim Lekash is Amalas's locha. They said that he was Chayim Masayim Zuz. They pay Masayim Zuz. Fine. Now, what's pshat in this pasuk? Voyim Bina Kais Haroshe. So the Gemara Masechtas Makis says, speaking about, he said someone's a Ben Grushim Ben Chalutze. So then they get malchus. Fine. Now, so this pasuk is speaking about an eid zaymim who gets malchus. And the case is, he said, he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza. Fine. It says, Aboim Yakenu. Now, then it says right afterwards, Leisachsim Sher Bedishoy. So we learn out that when do you get Malkus, if it's Dumyut to Leisachsim Sher Bedishoy. But Lemaise, the Mekoyer of Hilchis Malkus, is in this parsha. This is the parsha of Hilchis Malkus, Leisachsim Sher Bedishoy. Now, let's learn this Posik Elach. It says, Vohoya im bin hakois aroshe, vipiloi hashoifet vikol lefonov, kidei rishoso. Now let's learn this posik. So the posik says, you give the Eidim Zoymim in Malkus. What is the case speaking about? That they said he's a Ben Grusha. Kidei rishoso. Now from kidei rishoso we learn out, b'shem risha achas ata machayvim techayvim shtei rishos. Now, where are the two rishis over here? They said this guy is a Ben Grusha. You're giving them Malkus. Only give them Malkus. You give them Malkus, but they don't pay Mammon. Where's the Mammon over here? So how do you learn Pshat and Chumash according to the Chachamim? So now, you have to be a Lamban. So Pshat and Po, this stuff law says. So the Pshat and Posik is that Bishas, they were saying Eidus, they became Mechayev Mammon. They became the same Rega they were saying Eidus. They were saying Eidus, he's a Ben Grusha. At that time, let's say, their Eish was Mazik someone else. There was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they were saying Eidus. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, their Eish was Mazik someone else. Now, so this happened 2 o'clock. The Chayiv Mumin 2 o'clock, the Chayiv Malkus 2 o'clock. Now the Nizik comes to Bezdin, 2:05. We're Mazim them 2:05. So we see 2 o'clock, these people were Chayiv Malkus and Chayiv Mumin. That's Ivrim the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Kedei Rishasi. Don't give them both. What do you do? Vahoya imbin HaKais HaRosha. You give them Malkus and you don't give them, they don't pay. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Now, we just said the Pasuk is speaking about that their Eish was Mazik someone else. Now, between you and me, is the Pasuk only speaking about that the Eish was Mazik? What about if the Shur was Mazik someone else? A Knas. Let's talk about that for 1 minute. This is what the law says. Let's say the Shur was Mazik someone else. A Shur Tam. It's also the same thing. V'hoyo im bin ha-kois ha-rosha, kidei rishos. You give him Malkus and you don't pay. So according to the Chachomim, who they learn Pshat and Posik, that the Posik tells us that by Eidus Zoymim there's no two things. Sometimes you pay only, and other times you get Malkus only. So the case of Malkus only is speaking about Achiyev Momen Acher Bahadei Malkus, or Achiyev of Knas Acher Bahadei Malkus. I mean, it doesn't, the sky's the limit. But that's the story. You can make an akimta. So Memele, so the Posik is telling us that if he's Chayiv Malkus or Knas, and Knas, you give him Malkus. So you see, according to the Chachomim, that Malkus patters from Knas, and that means that Taisus is the Kashe. According to the Chachomim, you don't learn out from Moitzi Shemra, so Lecher by Knas, you say Loike Umishalem. So Taisus says, I beg your pardon. You don't learn out from Moitzi Shemra, so I have this Pasuk tells me that Malkus will patter Knas also. That's what this Pasuk tells me. So that's the Teretz of the Kash. Now, Lemaise, Taisvus does not say this story. Taisvus has a different story. Taisvus is a very interesting story, that these two Eidim were Ganovim, and Bishas, they were saying Eidus that he's a Ben Grusha, they were holding a share in their hands in Bezdin, and they were shachting the share also, and this is a very interesting story. And this is a gegamvet sheir, and when the shechting the chayiv dal becholin yidibarakos, the pasuk can speak about any case, and the shechting the sheir, and later we find out that the we mazim them, so the chayiv malkus, and this is a gegamvet sheir, and the chayiv dalad vehayam the sheir. The Pasuk says, give them Malkus and the Pasuk from Knas. That's the Moshul of Knas. And Taisus also wants to say, Taisus understood that's a very modern case, standing before the judge and shechting the Shair. I mean, it's very weird. So Taisus says, no, it could be they made a Shliach to shecht for them, because by Dalvei we said a Yeshliach Ledvar Aveir. So it won't be so weird. So, and Vafal Pikein, the Pasuk says, Kedei Rishosai, that you get Malkus and you don't pay Knas. We see Malkus, Patas from Knas, and that's Pshat and Agamor's Kash. Period. Now, just one more Ha'ore that Flo asks. The case of Toisves, Toisves has a case that they were Ganovim, and the Shas, they said, Edis, that he's a Ben Grusha, they were shechting a share, or someone shechted a share for them. Frekta Ha'flo, so if they were Ganovim, so the Apostle Edis. So if the Apostle Edis, so there's a problem. Zokta Ha'flo, Apostle Edis, no din of Kasha Zoman, because he was Apostle. But Apostle Edis, Eva Loisane, and so Memele, so the Malkus is Alts Loisane, And the Pshat and the Pasuk is when they said he's a Ben Grusha, the Chayev Malkus Altzleisane, the Chayev Malkus Altzviche Mechire, and the Pasuk says, Vohoyim Binakos HaRoshi, you give them Malkus and the Potter from the Knas.